Na ta ta min da te se ma. Mu kun dan cha ra nam bu cha. That for that sense gratification and economic development by our endeavor now not counting to be done yet from which are you by waste of the duration of life. But only or ultimately, na, nor, tata, in that way, bindate, enjoy, sema, the ultimate goal of life, mukunda, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can deliver one from the material catches? Charanam Bhujam, the lotus feet. Translation, endeavor merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavor are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Please repeat. Endeavor merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy, with no actual profit. If one's endeavor directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Purpose. We see materialistic person busily engaged in economic development all day and all night, trying to increase their material opulence. But even if we suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives, nor do they know what real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. Especially in the present age, even a man is in the darkness, every man is in darkness, in the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit's soul and its need, misguided by the blind leader of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they are engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People simply wasting time and a valuable gift of human form, because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but die like cat and dog is degraded in his next life. For human life, such person is put into a cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problem. Om Jnanati Menandasya Jnana Jnana Shirakaya Chakshum Nitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the previous chapter, Hiranyakashipu tortured Prahlada Maharaj so much, tried to kill him. And then this chapter will start from Prahlada Maharaj in Gurukul, and he started teaching his classmate. He said, human form life is very rare. You should use that human form to cultivate Krishna consciousness, not to waste time for material happiness. And he went on to glorify the Supreme Lord, and he concluded his instruction by saying he had this knowledge from Narada Muni, from spiritual master. So today's verse, the first word in this shloka, tat. Tat means that. That indicates previous verse. Previous verse, it said, the happiness perceived with the reference with the sense object by contact with the body can be obtained in any home life according to one's past fruitive activity. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain the distress. So that material happiness comes and goes automatically. So today's verse, he said, we should not waste time, we should not endeavor for such a material happiness. And next line, there is word ayu. Ayu means time. Ayu halati vaipunsa udangastanchayan yaso dasateyan sano tamashirokavatayam. The sun set and rise. For those who are not Krishna consciousness, the sun's movement, rising and setting, decrease their duration of life. But those who are dedicated their life in Krishna consciousness, hearing a glorification of the Lord, such time factor does not affect. Then the next last two lines show what we should do. The last word, Mukunda Charanana Bhuja. Mukunda means the Supreme Lord, Mukunda, who can deliver us from material existence. By taking shelter of Mukunda, we can be delivered. That's what we are supposed to do. Sara, cookies. My class is good only because of cookie there. So Bhaktavasa is going to distribute the cookies. Those who are answering, he will give you the cookies. Please. So we are going to discuss about today's verse, human life. Who can say how many species in this material world? Yes. 8,400,000 species. Give her one. Among 8,400,000 species, how many are human species? Four? 400,000. So, we see around us, we don't see 400,000 species of human being. We see just one human being around us. How you can say there is 400,000 species of human being? Can anybody say it? Yes. Higher planet.
Higher species of life like the Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Apsaras, demigods, all the demigods are all considered like me.
And the lower species?
Lower species also, hellish planets.
And in the middle?
Me.
So this 8,400,000 species of life are created from very beginning of creation, and the Lord Brahma created all species according to the desire of the living entity. They receive the bodies. So start from Lord Brahma's body, demigod's body, Kirata, Fundala, Pulinda, all the lower species of life, and then Gandharva, Chandalas, Apsaras, and then there are the Bhut, Lakshash, Yadava, Yadu, all that, including 400,000 species of life.
Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, men, women, all different species. African, Japanese, English, Bengali, many species.
Thank you. So next question is, out of human beings, Parada Maharaj said, those who are intelligent should endeavor for the ultimate goal of life. Can you say how many are those category of intelligent person from Bhagavad Gita? Gorangi? You want to try? So Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, four kinds of pious people come to Krishna consciousness because they are in distress, desire for wealth, and inquisitive, looking for the absolute truth. Cookies. So out of those, how many can actually achieve the highest goal from Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Yes. Shlokas? You want to try the shlokas? We can say together. Manusanam sahasyeshu kastin yatate siddhaye yatadamyapi siddhanam kastin mam meditatvata. Out of many thousands among beings, one may endeavor for perfection, and those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows mean truth. So it's, there is so many species, so many living entity, but many devotees, many people endeavor, but out of those who endeavor, hardly anyone achieve the Lord. That is like a pyramid. Bhakta, Bhakta. So we made a chart for the material world. What we discuss now, we are going to show. If you need to see closer, you can move closer. The letter is small, so if you need to move, you can move closer. So out of 8,400,000 species, 2 million are non-moving. That means tree and plant. 1,100,000 are insect and reptile. 1 million a bird, 3 million a four-legged animal, 400,000 human species, and 900,000 species living in the water. So what is said there is like an overview. Parada Maharaj talk about ultimate goal is Krishna consciousness. Human form is very rare. Then he talk about ultimate goal is Krishna consciousness. Material happiness is temporary, and to endeavor for material happiness is useless. And then he describes Supreme Lord's glory. He's the cause of all causes. He's the well-wisher and friend of everyone. Then he talk about, I got this knowledge from my spiritual master Narada Muni. So we discussed something about the material world. Material world is a very fearful place. It's called Bayan Astrita. That can be translated, interrupted to Bayan Astrita. Bayan means fearful. Bhavan Astrita means place where material existence, but can be interrupted to Bayan. Bayan means fearful. So material existence means fearful place. Why it is fearful? Because you can see in that pictures, one living entity is the food for another, jivo jivasa jivana. By lotus arrangement, there is always weak, strong, stronger, and weaker are food for the stronger, and nobody can do anything about it except taking shelter of the Lord. So here in these pictures, there is a small amoebas to the little plants, grass and the trees, then insect, amoebas, no, what is it called? Reptile, no? Reptile, then bird, then four-legged animals like elephant, lions, giraffe, horse, deer, and all that. So Prabhupada said, if we don't, in a purport today, if we don't cultivate Krishna consciousness, we will be stuck in this cycle of birth and death. We can become cats and dogs and different variety of species. So we have to transmigrate. So Prabhupada pointed out in this purport that there is a danger. So the material world is described as Dukkarayan Asasvata in Bhagavad Gita. Dukkarayan means? Means? Miseries. Dukkaraya means misery. Asasvata means temporary. Yes. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna described material world definition means Dukkaraya Asasvata. That's probably also. He also gave answer. So the misery is, as it described, one living entity is food for another, always stronger than us. They will torture us, they will give trouble to us. And there is also three modes of material nature working, adibodhika, adibodhika, adidaivika, threefold misery, always bounding us. And then, temporarily, we feel everything is so nice here. And the Prabhupada described in one purport, how the everything here looks so real, but actually it's temporary. For example, there is a sky. We always see the sky. And there is a cloud up here. Like today, it was so much rain and stopped. Sometime again, so much rain, again stopped. So the cloud up here, that is temporary. Due to cloud, there is a rain. Due to rain, there is a green vegetation. That is real. It's actually, we can see the cloud, and we can see the rain, we can see the vegetation is growing. It's real. Then how we can say this is temporary? It's really real. Mayavadi said that this material world is false, but we say it is not false, but it's temporary. You want to explain?
Brahma's night, some destruction will happen, and again the wind
Vishnu inhales, then all the things will go inside. So this type of destruction happening.
Buddha, Buddha, Pariyate. So the, all the universe is going, coming inside. One place, half a place of Lord Vishnu, everything come out and go inside. Ultimately, we think so real, but it's just half a place of Lord Vishnu, going, coming, and finish. Just like the cloud and rain and vegetation look real, but when the rain stop, it's not there anymore. When the vegetation dry up, it's not there anymore. So for us, it's still tangible, but actually it is temporary. It has no meaning. It's not worthy of we should put so much endeavor to be happy in this material world. So the bottom of this, oh, there's a time there. Can you see the middle of the top part? There is a time there. In the middle of the cycle, there is all the insect and animal on that. In the middle, there is a time factor. Time is Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, time I am. I came to destroy everyone except you Pandavas. So for the non-devotee, Krishna appear as a time. He destroyed everyone. So time is such a force that makes everything move. Because of time, everything is moving. So that Hiranyakashipu, he tried to become immortal, but he couldn't because the time force are pushing him toward death. But this time factor does not affect the devotees. So the devotees, when the time comes to die, they don't die. Yes? Can you give the example? Someone doesn't die when the time of death came? Okay, Ajamila. You want to explain?
Ajamila thinks of Lord Narayana at the time of death. And then the Vishnu Dutas appear, so they try to, in fact he does not die at that time, and he continues to live, and later on he is taken to Vishnu Loka.
Okay, thank you. Vaishnava living in a sound. Thank you. You want to explain a little more? You want to explain a little more?
Hare Krishna. Vaishnavas are living still in sound. For example, Srila Prabhupada is still here by his instructions, his books, his disciples.
Yes, very good. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Anasui.
Narada Muni, in his past life, when he left his body, then he got a spiritual form and forever exists, traveling across all the universes.
Narada Muni, just when the time came to die, it's like just flash lightning. That happened, just flash lightning.
Jadavarta, when he fell, died, technically he died, then he took birth as a deer, and then he took birth as Jadavarta, so he continued his spiritual life despite death.
Thank you. Jadavarat.
Hare Krishna. For materialistic people, death means everything is finished. Whatever is in their possession is left here. But for devotees, is the love of the Lord, and that never finishes, that goes with him. So for devotee, there is no death.
Example?
Like any devotee who has love for the Lord, that he keeps that love with him, and then he goes back to Godhead. So I mean to say that death means like everything is finished. But for devotees, because his only possession is the love of the Lord, so that goes with him. So for him, there is no death.
I was thinking about Dhruva Maharaj and Yudhishthira Maharaj. When the death approach, they didn't actually die. Dhruva Maharaj stepped over the head of the death personified and went to the airplane to go back to Godhead. He didn't actually change the body to go back to Godhead. So Yudhishthira Maharaj also, it was described in the 10th canto. When the gopis, when Krishna called gopis for rasa dance, some of the gopis could not go to the rasa dance. So because husband and the relative, they stopped. So they want to go to see Krishna, but they cannot go. Because so much distress they feel, all the bad karmas will be diminished. Because in that, then by feeling separation from Krishna, they feel so much happiness. That happiness is so great that diminish all the good karmas. And Prabhupada explained the purport. Devotees' bodies is mixture of material aspect and spiritual aspect. When we are more Maya consciousness, material aspect becomes stronger. But when our consciousness stronger in Krishna consciousness, our spiritual aspect becomes stronger. So in that case, the gopis' case, their spiritual aspect becomes so strong, they diminish material body. So the Prabhupada explained that. So the gopis gave up material bodies. In the spiritual body, they went to Krishna. Doesn't mean they die. Some people think actually they die because it said they gave up the material body. But doesn't mean that they die, because in the Prabhupada explained, if that's the case, gopis gave up the body, material body, that means they die, then it becomes inauspicious. In the beginning of Krishna's rasa dance going to start, someone dying there, that become inauspicious. So Acharya explained, it's not to be like that. It's not going to be some gopi die. It's not like that. But they gave up the material body, means they become fully spiritual. So in that case, the death doesn't affect the devotee who have 100% Krishna consciousness, something like that. So next we will go in the little thing on the bottom there. Krishna, Prabhupada said 70% of the human life is wasted. In that calculation, there is some confusion, so I'm going to do the how to calculate there. Prabhupada Maharaj said, first 10 years is wasted because they are small babies and child, so bewildered, 10% is wasted. 10 to 20, they will be wasted praying, studying, then 20% wasted. Last 20% in old age, invalid, they're too old to perform spiritual activities, so 20% is wasted. Yeah? Then it said, and the rest of the life, 50% will be wasted because they're sleeping and some bodily necessity. So if you put all together, 20 plus 20, 10 plus 10 in the beginning, and 20 at the end, and 50% altogether, it's become 70. 10, 10, 90. Then what we calculate is there overlap there. Yeah? Childhood 10, but then half of the sleeping time, and boyhood half of them sleeping time, old age half of the sleeping time. So we calculate, if you take 50% altogether, then childhood 10, boyhood 10, old age 20, then it's become 90. So we will do 10 in the childhood, 10 boyhood, 20 in old age, and the rest of the life, there is 60 years, and 60 years will be wasted half of the time. So the rest will be 30% left. So the Prabhupada said 70% is wasted. Is that clear? Yes? So this is the calculation of Prabhupada said 70% is wasted. So there is a story of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was blind, as everyone knows. So he was trying to be happy in the material, and he tried to contract rebirth in the life. And then everything is finished, Kurukshetra is finished. He was living in Yudhishthira's palace. So Vidura came and said, you are living in the house of the enemy. You tried to kill them and they killed your son. And you are eating the food given by Bhima. Bhima is the one who killed all his son. So he is telling, get up from here and then go out to the forest. He said, you wasted already 80% of your life. That means there is a remain of 30%. Actually, he didn't practice any spiritual activity. So 80% is wasted. So Vidura convinced Dhritarashtra to go out to the forest, and he went out. And Yudhishthira noticed he's missing. He asked, what's happened? Where is my uncle? Because my mistreatment, maybe he left so sad, and he felt so sad. And Narada Muni came, he said, don't worry, he is practicing the Ashtanga Yoga, and probably after 5 days, he will leave this body by burning his body and attain moksha. And Narada, Vidura was simultaneously happy and not happy. Happy because he attained salvation at least, he didn't go to hell. Unhappy because he didn't obtain Krishna Loka, because Dhritarashtra was very, very much inimical to the Pandavas. So Krishna wouldn't give that benediction of going to the Krishna Loka. So the Mudan mission here. So the sadhu, Prabhupada said, sadhu like Vidura has such an important mission to get everyone out from material world. So Vidura, he doesn't have to do that, but he did. He went back to the palace, tell Dhritarashtra get out. Like that Prabhupada also, he was in Vrindavan. He didn't have to go to the west to preach to save us, but he did. Because of that, we are here. So we are staying in the Holy Dhamma. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to go out. Or we don't have to make any endeavor for us. We are happy here. But because Prabhupada said sadhu, responsibility is to help others. So we take a travel for the sake of Prabhupada, for the sake of Krishna, for the sake of mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our mission. The next is the preaching aspect. That big lighting is a preaching strategy Prahlada Maharaj took. Prahlada Maharaj's preaching strategy is human life is a layer. We should, ultimate goal is Krishna consciousness. We should not endeavor for material happiness. Supreme Lord is cause of all causes. He's a well-wishner and friend of everyone. We heard from the spiritual master. That is Prahlada Maharaj's preaching strategy, which is in the chapter 6, Prahlada instructs his demoniac schoolmate. So we can use this preaching strategy for our preaching also. If we meet people, we don't know what to say, but we can remember these 5 steps, then we can preach anyone. Like in Sankirtan, we used to meet very nice guys, then we say, oh, you look so nice, you look very beautiful, you are very wealthy, you are wonderful, we give all the glorification, and then that guy will think, oh, I'm very nice, he knows, she knows I'm so good, and I feel good. Then we will say, but then at the end of your life, everything will be taken away. So I'm going to give you something which will not be taken away. Take your book. This book will tell you, you can become eternally happy, which will never be taken away. I want you to become happy forever. Then usually people take the book. So this strategy is given in Bhagavatam, throughout Bhagavatam, in different places. Is there anybody knows any story in Bhagavatam this method was used? Any story in Bhagavatam like this strategy was used? Doesn't have to be exactly, but more or less. Yes, Dhruva Maharaj. What's the method he used? To whom he was preaching to?
Indra went to this Dadichi and he praised him for his bones to make the thunderbolt.
And
he got it.
Can you explain according to this astrology?
Like he had some fight with Dadichi like before something happened. I'm not exactly recall that one. But later then Lord Vishnu said that okay, you go to him and get the bone and then make thunderbolt. So he thought, he was little bit hesitant how to do it. Then he went and then he politely said all these things that how great you all are, means you are. And then after that, he was knowing that he will not give, but still he was trying his best that okay, he can give it. And then later, because he was knowing Dadichi that Lord has sended him, so then he gave the bones.
So Indra was instructed by Vishnu, he can make the weapon from Dadichi's bone, because Dadichi has so much power by austerity. So the bone is strong, so Indra asked Dadichi, you can give the bone, that means he has to die. Then Indra preached, by giving your body for higher purpose, you will fulfill the life mission, something like that. Another stories from Bhagavatam? Someone preached to somebody? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Narad Muni instructing a hunter who was half killing the birds and beasts. He told him that you are killing your, you will incur so much sin and the human form, human life is very rare. And then he preached to him that you should develop love for the Lord. Like that he was preaching him and ultimately he attained love for the Lord.
Thank you. What about Narada Muni to Vyasadev? You want to explain it? Shall I ask you? What Narada Muni said to Vyasadev in the beginning of Bhagavatam?
Vyasadeva was feeling despondent because he had written all the Vedas and everything like that, Vedanta Sutra, but still he was feeling dissatisfied. So then Narada Muni came to see him and he understood that he was dissatisfied and he said, actually, you've written all these literatures to help the living entities, but actually you're a fool. Because you haven't really described the real essence of life, come to the point of serving Krishna. But you've described how to live in this material world and act and to get good results for your work. So that's going on anyway. But now you've increased it. Have an enjoying spirit anyway. You've simply increased the enjoying spirit. Because people are now using the Vedas as our religion, and here it says you can eat meat, you can have sex, you can do these things. So it actually is a disservice. What you've done is a disservice. So you should preach Srimad Bhagavatam, which is nothing but the activities of Krishna and the relationships with his devotees. So that was his preaching.
Thank you. So this example is perfectly fitting there. He described human life. Then he described how Vyasadeva was describing the Vedas which promote material happiness through the Vedas. So everyone has tendency to enjoy already. Then he promote. So everyone think, oh, Vyasadeva said, Veda said we can enjoy. They don't care for the prohibition. So he's promoting indirectly material happiness and endeavor. But Narada Muni point out the goal of life is Krishna consciousness. You did not point out directly the glorification of the Supreme Lord. Then Narada Muni glorified the Lord and he heard from his authority that's Brahma. Bye-bye.
Hare Krishna. I just remember vaguely when Kamsa heard from the sky Durga was saying that the child of Devaki will kill you. Then Vasudev, he knew that Kamsa was a demon, but just because of the emergency of the situation, he started to glorify Kamsa. How can you do this in front of everyone? If you are a great king, what will the people think of you? You know, if you kill your sister in this kind of situation. So I think Prabhupada even mentions that sometimes during preaching we have to even glorify the demons, yes, in order for them to, well, basically just to save the situation.
Thank you. About preaching the Sankirtan, so you have lots of experience and also did the drama, the Krishna's drama with the mother. That was really nice. So the first day, preach to Kamsa, why you're so afraid of death? The moment you are born, you are already dying. So why you afraid? Just like caterpillars, where you put the foot and walking, one foot up, and make sure one foot is up, down, then you put another one. So we are going transmigration. So why you afraid of death? So Vasudeva priest comes, no need of afraid of this material situation. So he said that you are such an elevated person, you should keep your high position, don't degrade yourself. So he preached in that way. So now I want to go in the conclusion. So during a preaching, you can use some stories and some shlokas. Like yesterday, Harirudra Prabhu gave all the shloka I was preparing. So the shloka like Savai Pulsaram Palodharma Yato Bhakti Adoksha Jaya Haitukya Hati Alaya Yatma Spasidati Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Payojita Yanaya Svaila Yanacha Haitukyan. So by rendering devotional service, we can receive causeless knowledge and renunciation. And the ultimate goal, highest occupational duty, is devotional service. That's kind of a shloka we can use. So this, for the conclusion, this picture shows that this boy, he's very happy he's going to marry. Then he jumped in the ball, well. But this is dark well of family life. Prahlada Maharaj described as under Kupan, there is dark well, there is no water, only happiness and distress. And in the Pranjana story, it's described wife is jackal and children is scorpion. They only suck you out as much as they can and leave you with nothing. And when you have nothing left, then they will just ditch you. And then he will say, how can I get up now? And the sage is standing there. He said, I told you, before you jump, take the ladder of knowledge. And this knowledge is today's shloka, Prahlada Maharaj said. We can repeat together. Endeavor merely sense gratification. Can say together? Endeavor merely for sense gratification. Or material happiness. True economic development. Not to be performed for the result, only in a loss of time and energy, with no actual profit. If one's endeavor are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. Prahlada Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Gopal Premandi Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much. Any easy question? You have mic?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for the class. No, I just wanted to clarify. In the chart, it says sleeping and meeting other bodily necessity. It means sleeping, eating, mating, defending? Okay. Thank you so much.
That is minimum necessity. Mm. Not like eating. We can spend a few minutes to eat, but some of them spend hours in a big restaurant or the... That is not
count.
Just minimum
creatures.
Necessity. Like, I was counting, like, Papa says 6 hours for sleeping, but many of us need 8 hours. But then what will we do with the last 4 hours? So I thought it's including, like, taking baths and eating and all that. Minimum necessity will be including making 12 hours. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. See you.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class. I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on how we can use the ladder of knowledge to make grihastha life into a Krishna conscious, positive, devotional kind of path that can lead us back to Krishna.
Thank you. So the ladder is given by the spiritual master, which is infused with knowledge and renunciation spirit. But we have to go step, we have to make the endeavor to step. That is the power of bhakti. That we have to do. The ladder is given by spiritual master, but we have to have a bhakti to, otherwise, what the use of ladder guru is giving, but we have to make the effort with the power of the bhakti. That is the part we do. And there are the stories of the man in the island, the flood comes. Do you know the story? So there is the island, the water coming higher and higher, the flood. So the Krishna, he's asking, Krishna help me, Krishna help me. So Krishna sent the boatman to come to the boat. And then he said, Krishna help me, Krishna help me. So the boat is there, Krishna sent, but then he doesn't see Krishna. So he keeps saying, Krishna help me, then boat is gone. Then after some time, water is coming higher and higher. Then Krishna sent the helicopter and hung the rope. And then the guy said, hold on the rope. He was sent by Krishna. But he said, no, no, I'm waiting for Krishna. Then he drowned. So the help is always giving. We make our effort. If we appreciate how much Guru is doing, our tiny effort is nothing compared to. So we make little effort. Then Krishna, like Guru Maharaj was telling class a few days ago, it's really nice. He said, when we make one step, Krishna come 10 steps. But when we make one step, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come 1,000 steps close to Krishna. So we end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.